you know, I put my lure down and start counting, and within 30 seconds you're getting bites, and under 2 minutes you're pulling out a trout.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
Did you notice anything weird a minute ago?
It's all part of the plan.
I'm telling you, that man does not look stable.
Fire! Haven't gotten lost in the woods, have you?
You're listening to the Shank Outdoors Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shank Outdoors. Hope you're doing well. It has been a minute. We've been just working hard and playing harder. So I guess, well, let's do a recap. What have you been up to? Been doing a lot of ice fishing. We've had some bad luck and we've had some good luck. Went out to Devil's Lake, took the boys out ice fishing there. Me and the youngest and I went out there a couple times. The second time when both boys came out, we ended up actually having we had three pike just circling our hooks. The reason we know this is we ended up purchasing a underwater camera system. Unfortunately, I can't remember the name right now. But we drill a hole 4 feet away from where we're actually putting down our jigs. And after a few minutes, we can get it lined up and pointed at where we're sitting. And then see what's coming after our bait. And, you know, at first we saw this nice size pike. Came twice, wasn't really interested, but came and checked us out. And then it didn't come back for a while, so we moved a little deeper. And then that's when we had, right away, first drop of the camera, right in a pike's face. I didn't get to see it, but my oldest was, when I was asking him if he could see our hooks, he's like, nope, but I can see a pike. You're right in its face. So, okay. So then we finally get the camera set up, and we're sitting there, and sure enough, you know, one pike comes up, and then suddenly now there's two in the camera. And then for a good 5 minutes or so, we had these three pike just swimming in and out of the camera around our lures. But the one was interested in Caleb's Five of Diamonds type jig. It's not a spoon. It was different type of jig, but was painted like the Five of Diamonds. But he wouldn't take it. And he didn't want anything else. I had this salamander thing, and the youngest, he had another different type of jig. But yeah, they just didn't want to take it, but it was cool. I've never seen three pike like that in that, you know, we're in technically a two-man tent, pop-up ice fishing shack. But you can actually comfortably fit two adults and a kid or one adult and, you know, technically two kids, even though my oldest is a teenager. So, yeah, I've never seen that before. You know, usually you just see one pike, even out, you know, ice fishing, just looking down the hole, having one pike come in and that's about it, but never three like that. So that was quite interesting. And then, so we never got anything, you know, north of, in northern Alberta. We haven't snagged anything. But going south, that's where we keep catching our fish. So, I don't know. We went and caught some trout. It was myself, my youngest, and my father. And we actually hit our limit within 2 hours of fishing. which is crazy. I've never caught that many and seen, like, had that experience so fast. But this local, well, it's local to our lake lot. This local pond, it was just a feeding frenzy. It was crazy and delicious. I forgot how good pan-fried trout is. You know, fresh. It's been a long time since I've actually caught some trout. And that night, cooked them up and pan-fried them in some butter and a little bit of lemon juice. Some different herbs. But yeah, just delicious. It's been a long time. But anyways, yeah. Crazy, like, it was so crazy at one point that we literally counted. We had our three holes. My youngest right at this time is just playing out in the snow. Father and I, you know, I put my lure down and start counting. And within 30 seconds, you're getting bites. And under 2 minutes, you're pulling out a trout. And if it wasn't you, it was my father. Like, within that 2 minutes, it was him or me pulling out a trout. And then as fast as you can, putting some bait on your lure, dropping in the hole, and again, boom. And for that, you know, it didn't take long. I think it was within 20 minutes is where we actually hit our limit, because it's just a crazy drop a line and go. That first, I guess you could say, hour and a half, 2 hours was picking spots around the pond and figuring out and, you know, getting the bites, but just couldn't snag them. They're just nibbling so soft that you couldn't actually hook them. And then we went to this, you know, other little spot, and yeah, it's just a feeding frenzy, and that's where they were really sucking them back, and we could just hook them and go. So great experience, beautiful day. It was +3 that day, so sun's out, you know, there's lots of snow on the lake. You're 18 inches or 20 inches of ice, something like that. And yeah, just was able to sit there with some winter overalls and sit back, didn't use the shack or nothing. And you know, actually, if we rewind, we were going to go fishing at that pond the day before. But when we talked to everybody, this other pond has an air raid system, and the ice was just unpredictable. So we didn't go there. Then we talked about this other pond south of us, and we're humming and hawing, and we're like, well, no, we're right at our, you know, our local lake. So why not just jump on the sleds, go find a spot and ice fish here? So we did. You know, there was a lot of us. There was 2, 4, 5 adults, 4 kids. And we went to 3 different spots in the lake and only saw, I think it was a perch, if I can remember. So we saw 1 perch and that was it. Didn't catch anything, didn't get any bites. My brother believes he's got a bite with that 1 perch we saw on the camera. But that whole day, we were out for 6, maybe 7 hours with moving around, right? And didn't see nothing. So then everyone, you know, left. The 3 of us, myself, father, and my youngest, stayed over Saturday night. And then Sunday, we're like, well, why don't we just head down the road? It's only a few minutes away. Go check it out. See if it is open. Maybe the gate's locked. Maybe it's, or maybe it's open. Go there. And sure enough, a few guys, local guys, are fishing. And so we turn around, drive back, pick up the gear, head out, go fishing, and the three guys that we saw were leaving. And when we first showed up, within that 2 minutes of being there talking to them, two of them pulled out a fish. So they were like, oh yeah, they're catching. We're going to come back and do some fishing. And they left as soon as we got back, and that was within an hour of first seeing them, and they had got their limit. So then we're like, okay, well, if you caught your limit within a couple hours, then we might have some luck. And, you know, sure enough, we're out there for 3 hours. And at that one specific time, within that few minutes, we pulled out a couple, just bam, bam. It was just crazy. So yeah, those were some fishing trips over a nice, like, it went from being minus 30 to minus 40 to suddenly beautiful minus 10 to plus 5 weather, depending what weekend we were out. Now, this is over a span of a few weeks, because every second weekend I'm on call. So we only go local, and that's like Devil's Lake, where it's far enough away that I'm having a good time with the kids, but at the same time, I'm close enough that if work does call, I can get there in time to deal with whatever's going on. So, you know, had a great, great time fishing. Auger's doing great. Love that thing. But only downfall is don't forget your battery. Ended up actually doing that last weekend. Went out, loaded everything up, get out to the lake. And just as we're pulling up to our lake, it clicked. I didn't grab the battery. Because what I've done is the auger is in the garage. And the garage isn't heated unless I'm in there and I turn on the heater. And with the lithium battery, I don't want the lifespan to go shorter with having it in a cold garage at minus whatever degrees, even if it's plus 5 in there, let's say, to however cold it is outside. So I have it inside the house in the what we call the garage closet, where all my gear is that I wear outside for outdoor activities. I have that on the shelf. And I've been very good, other than this one time. So it was funny, we get out to the lake, and now I don't have this auger, and, you know, everyone's praising about how I have this electric auger, and it's so good, blah, blah, blah. And we have this gas auger that does get used, but if I have my electric one out there, it's not getting used. And so, well, this time we had to use a gas auger, because can't use that electric auger if you don't have a battery. So we had a good chuckle with that. And then what we're actually going to do is I'm just going to leave my electric auger and use it around home instead of hauling it all the way out to the lake. And we'll use the gas auger there, unless we're having a big get together and going out fishing with, 8 to 10 people. Then we can be drilling multiple holes at the same time instead of taking a long time with one auger. I just wanted to come on here and catch up on what we've been doing for the last, we'll say, month, a couple weeks. And, you know, there's some other things going on. Other than that, I guess we'll find out what's going on next episode. Thanks for tuning in to Shank Outdoors, and we'll see you in the next one.